Good morning. It's time for Daily Chapel at the LCMS International Center in St. Louis. The text is Revelation chapter 14, verses 12 through 13. The Reverend Michael Meyer is preaching. The broadcast of chapel is underwritten by LCMS International Mission and Ministry to the Armed Forces.
A reading from Revelation chapter 14. Here is a call for the endurance of the saints, those who keep the commandments of God and their faith in Jesus. And I heard a voice from heaven saying, write this, blessed are the dead who die in the Lord from now on. Blessed indeed, says the Spirit, that they may rest from their labors, for their deeds follow them. O Lord, have mercy upon us. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen. Christ is risen. He is risen indeed. Alleluia. Blessed are the dead who die in the Lord. The voice from heaven cries out. It is a call for endurance, a reminder that this life is not all that there is. I'm reminded of a conversation that I had a number of years ago with a principal while I was still in the parish. He was lamenting the fact that we had had so many funerals in the previous year, as if it was somehow a lesser work of the church. He thought that it was a visible sign that the church in that place was dying. And after contemplating for a moment, I told him that it only seemed that way, and the opposite, in fact, was true. Yes, death is the enemy, but the death of a saint is blessed in the eyes of the Lord. It is, in fact, a victory, the culmination and completion of the work begun in baptism and strengthened throughout a lifetime of storms. We mourn, but at the same time, it is an occasion of no less joy than baptism itself. Thus, there is no greater work in the church than to hold the hands of His saints while they breathe their last breath, and to hand them off to the holy angels to rest at the side of Abraham in the unending presence of Jesus. Labors complete, deeds done. Death is merely a portal to that full new life in Christ where there is no pain or sorrow. And this is the ongoing joy of Easter. Christ has been raised from the dead, and we too will rise with Him. All who believe and confess His holy name. And yet we also mourn, but not as those who have no hope. Sure, we have fears and we have doubts. The devil still assails us in this life, and there are times when it seems that all is lost. We hear the promise that the deeds of those who die follow them, and we are tempted to hear that as law. I, for one, would like a good number of my thoughts and my deeds to remain hidden in the past, not just the sins of my youth, though they were plentiful enough, but the sins of today and yesterday. Well, those are enough to condemn me 1,000 times over, just as your sins condemn you. And if those are the deeds that follow us, well, then hope would be lost, and death would be anything but a blessing. And yet the death and resurrection of Christ is not the stuff of fairy tales. It is real, and its implications are real. When Christ died on the cross, all our sins were crucified with Him, those of yesterday, today, and tomorrow. His blood covers them all, given and shed for you, for the forgiveness of your sins. Your sins are put to death in Christ, and they stay dead even while He lives and reigns to all eternity. In their place are His deeds, His life, His confession, His perfect fulfillment of the entire law. So, dear Christian, the deeds that follow you are the deeds of Christ. In death, the blessed exchange finds culmination. Thus the angels rejoice and are glad. So do not be afraid. Look not at your sins and your shortcomings. Instead, confess them and receive absolution. They are forgiven They are forgotten, left in the grave of the Son of God who suffered and was buried and yet rose again for your justification. This is the continuation of the Easter message, which the church continues to confess week in and week out. So do not be afraid. The deeds of Christ are yours, and they now follow you even and especially in death. Though the trials and the terrors of this world seem great, though the nations totter and the kingdoms rage, these are but a blip on the cosmic radar. Death has lost its sting, so even in the midst of chaos, we look through that final portal and endure with the sure and certain knowledge that we too will one day rest from our labors. In the meantime, take heart. Christ has not left you to endure these things alone. He has placed you into a community of believers to receive his gifts together, to bear one another's burdens, to weep with those who weep, to rejoice with those who rejoice, and to call blessed, yes, blessed those who die in the name of the Lord from now on. Christ is risen. He is risen indeed. Alleluia. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Thank you for joining us for Chapel. The broadcast of Chapel is underwritten by LCMS International Mission and Ministry to the Armed Forces. To learn more about LCMS International Mission and Ministry to the Armed Forces, visit kfuo.org/chapel.